chapter 8. I promise I won't hold you too long, amen. John chapter 8, very familiar scripture. It is what the Lord laid on my heart. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. We're going to start reading in verse 1. Thank you for being faithful today. Amen. Thank you for being faithful. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken into adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they heard it, they being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself, he saw none but the woman, and said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you for your blessings. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, your hand to be upon us, God. I pray that the Holy Spirit move through this building. You speak to hearts, God. Speak to the older folks. Speak to the younger folks, God. Help, Lord, I pray, God, if there's one that's not saved, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation, God. Lord, if there's one that's backslid, not where they need to be, help them to realize that today's the day of revival, God. Help us right now, Lord. Whatever's done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The Bible says that Jesus is, hang on. The Bible says that Jesus is teaching in the temple. I want you to kind of get a picture. A lot of times if we're not careful, we don't understand the grasp of the situation. The Bible says that Jesus is sitting in the temple. Not a synagogue. He's not in the street. He is sitting in the temple. And I'm going to kind of preface the whole message by this introduction. The Bible says he is teaching the people in the temple. And then that religious crowd that we were talking about this morning in Sunday school, that religious crowd comes, they come into the middle of the temple. I'm talking about the Holy of Holies is behind them. You've got the laver, you've got the outer court, you've got the inner court, you've got all the stuff going on in the temple. They come in and they throw this lady down right in front of Jesus. Now understand, if this lady was taken in the very act of adultery, I don't know how much they allowed her to put her clothes back on. And I'm not going to go into no great detail about that, but let your imagination imagine what was happening right there. These religious people come in and defiled the temple. Think about that. They throw this woman down in the front of Jesus, and they basically say, Hey, Lord, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. The very act of adultery. They caught her in the middle of the act. Now, I'm not going to preach on where the man was. I'll get into that in just a little bit. But they bring her in there. She is guilty. Let me ask you a question. How would you like for somebody to point your sins out to Jesus this morning? Sarge, how would you like for somebody to come in, throw you down in front of Jesus, and tell Jesus everything that you did wrong this week? Now, I said something about where was the man, and a lot of times if we're not careful, we get all hung up on the other parts of this story. But I got three little points I want to preach about this morning. Number one was her sin. She was caught in her sin. Don't worry about the people that brought her in. Don't worry about the, see, a lot of times if we ain't careful, we want to blame everybody else. Well, I tell you, if they hadn't have done this, or they hadn't have done that, if they hadn't have done this, if they hadn't have done that, I wouldn't be before Jesus right now. Oh, yes, you would. He knows what's going on anyhow. It don't matter what you're going through. We come in and the preacher stands up and preaches the word, and somebody says, that preacher's been talking about me. Somebody had been telling that preacher what's going on in my house. I've had people, I've had people leave the church before. I had a man leave the church one time, shook my hand. He said, you've been to my house, ain't you? I said, what you talking about? He said, you've been looking in my windows, ain't you? I said, no, I ain't been looking in. He said, how'd you know what was on my coffee table? I said, I didn't, but God did. God knows what's in your refrigerator. God knows everywhere you've been this week. God knows everything you've looked at this week. God knows everything about you. And you understand something. Don't you try to blame it on nobody else. This woman was guilty. She was caught in the act. Understand something. The Bible says, for Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Worry about your sin. David said this morning, you know, when I'm trying to find fault, I can find fault with everybody. When's the last time you looked in a mirror? I mean, Ronnie, we're good at finding fault with everybody else. And you know, she could probably try to blame the man. She could probably try to blame the man that she was with. But she was caught in the act. She was guilty. Don't you forget that this morning. She was guilty. You and I are guilty before the Lord. He knows everything about us. Everything. She was guilty. That was her sin. But don't you notice the Savior? Look who they brought her to. Oh, my Lord, I feel like preaching now. They could have took her to the high priest, Greg, and the high priest would have said, kill her. They could have took her to one of the lower priests, and one of the lower priests would have said, kill her. They could have took her to one of the judges in Jerusalem, and they would have said, kill her. That's what the law says, the law says, the law says. But aren't you, I bet she was glad when they throwed her down before Jesus, amen. They throwed her down before one that was going to show her mercy. They throwed her down before one that loved her more than anybody else. They throwed her down before one that was going to forgive her sin. Anywhere else she could have went, she would have died. But glory to God, she got before Jesus. You ought to be glad this morning that you've got before Jesus today. You better be glad this morning that you're not before Pilate, or you're not before some kind of spiritual guru. I'm telling you, Jesus is the only one that wants to forgive you.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus didn't even act like he heard him, Tony. Bent over and was writing something in the sand. Nobody knows what he wrote. And if the Bible would have told us, we'd have preached on that. I'm glad he didn't tell us what he wrote. He might have wrote the man's name that brought her. He might have wrote the man's name that she was with. See, I believe Jesus just wanted them to know he was God. Amen. He had already told them in other places, Jackie, that he had the power to forgive sin. And Jesus bows down and starts writing something in the ground. And they keep on. Hey, we told you she was caught in the very act of adultery. Now, the law says she's supposed to be stoned, but what do you say? They're trying to get Jesus to say something wrong. They're trying to get Jesus to mess up. They're trying to get Jesus to stumble so they can find an accusation against him. But you got to understand something. I don't care how smart you are this morning. I don't care how much education you got this morning. You ain't going to outsmart Jesus. You ain't going to outrun Jesus. You ain't going to get away from him. Understand that. You can leave here today and not get saved. And I'm telling you, he's still going to be on your trail. Jesus, I believe Jesus kind of stood up and looked at him, Brother Tony, and said, let he that is without sin cast the first stone at her. And the Bible says that from the oldest to the youngest, they all start to leave.
And as I was thinking about this and studying on this, I never saw it until I was just reading this while ago. I'd studied on this yesterday and understand something. I don't know if I read my Bible right now. Y'all stay with me. David, you got yours open. If I read my Bible right, the Bible said that when they started to leave, Greg, that Jesus was left there alone with her. In other words, when they come in, Brother Skip, you know how a lot of people is. Somebody comes in, causes a commotion, people start easing out the back door. They start going out this door, going out that door. So what happens was, she is down there. There ain't nobody left in the room but her and Jesus. Amen. Jesus looks up and says, where are thine accusers? He said, ain't nobody here to condemn you. And he says this, neither do I condemn thee. Oh, he could have. Melvin, he was God. He's the one that wrote the law. He could have. He had every right. He made her. He made her body. He brought her into this world. You understand something? He is God. He's the creator of the universe. He's the one that slung all the stars out. He's the one that said in the beginning, amen. He's the one that made everything. He had the authority. He's got the authority today to take you out of this world if he wants. He's God and you ain't. But he don't want to condemn you. He wants to save you. He don't want, the Bible says, hey, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus don't want nobody to go to hell. And let me understand something. If they'd have stoned her in her sin, that's probably where she would have wound up, because we know the Bible says no sin's going to enter into heaven. But Jesus is concerned for her soul. He said, neither do I condemn thee. That was the sentence that she got. When she should have got death, she got life. When she should have got stoning, she got the Savior. I'm telling you right now, you're here today, and I don't know what you're going through. I don't know where you're at, but I'm telling you right now, you understand, you deserve hell. You deserve, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all deserve it. There's none righteous, no, not one. You say, preacher, I'm just a young person. We're all born in sin. I remember, preached to the young people, I remember at 13 years old, I had some stupid thoughts and doing stupid stuff that I had no business doing. I remember at 30 years old, the same stupid nonsense. I'm almost 60 now, and guess what? Same stupid nonsense. But 1 John 1, I said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You listen to me real close, and I'm coming to a close right now. Listen to me real close. These people left convicted, but she left converted. My God. Somebody ought to get a hold of what I just said. They come in, they trying to get her killed. They left convicted. The Bible says they were all convicted on their own conscience. They knew what they had done. They knew where they had been. What in the world were they looking at this woman to start with for? Why was somebody following her around? They were out there doing things they had no business doing. And Jesus knew about it. You understand something? You're here this morning. Jesus knows everything about you. And still loves you. I just kind of get in my mind, Brother David, and I think you're going to agree with me on this. When Jesus got to the temple, he knew they were coming. He's God. Let me ask you a question. How are you going to leave today? In just a few minutes, unless the rapture takes place, we'll have a closing prayer. We'll have a closing hymn. We'll dismiss the service. And we'll all leave. Are you going to leave convicted? Or are you going to leave converted? Think about that now. See, it's heaven or hell. There ain't no in between. I don't care what the Pope tells you. There ain't no such place called purgatory. That is a lie of the devil. Amen. The Bible says as a tree falls, that's the way it's going to lay. Amen? You understand something? It's heaven or hell. It's Jesus or Satan. There ain't no in between. So you're either going to leave here today converted or you're going to leave here today convicted. I want you to bow your heads as Brother Robert comes and gets us a song.